Nice to see all of the devotees here again. Nice to be here back in Viaggio. This is what? Viaggio Hare Krishna? Villaggio.
Villaggio.
So here in this verse, Vidura had asked many questions about the Purusha avatars. So here it's explained that the Purusha avatars are in three forms. The first is the Mahavishnu, known as Karana Dakshaya Vishnu. He sleeps in the rest in the Karana Karna Dukkha Ocean, the causal ocean, and from his pores in the skin comes all the living entities, come all the universes, he's an immense form, so this is known as the That's why they said there's unlimited millions of universes. Anantakoti Brahmanda.
Anantakoti Brahmanda.
You understand? Ananta means unlimited and koti means 10 million.
Ananta vuol dire illimitato, koti vuol dire 10 million.
And then each one has a Brahma in it. Just recently I was in Trivandrum for a health retreat. You may be wondering, what does that have to do with this verse? But it has more than you think. Because in Trivandrum, this, now they've changed the name. Now it's called Tiruvananthapuram. Tiru means Lord Vishnu. And Ananta means Lord Seshanaga. So there, they had the form of Vishnu lying on the serpent bed. And from his navel is coming Lord Brahma, a lotus, and on the top of the lotus is Brahmadev. So which of the three Vishnus is this one? Yes. The Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he's the Vishnu lying on the Garbhodak ocean. It's like lying in the in this water that's in the bottom of each universe. So, because Brahma is our first spiritual master in our disciplic succession, first after Krishna. That for this also very important for our sampradaya. So they say that there's the eight very important temples in India by some saints calculation, and this is one of the eight. So here's the where the Lord is always resting. He's always sleeping. He's always laying down. And Jagannath Puri, which we just observed the Rath Yatra, is one of the other eight important temples. So there, the Lord's hand never dries. He's always eating.
La mano del Signore non si secca mai perché sta sempre mangiando.
He's eating and then washing and then eating and washing like that. So it's going at 56 offerings a day. Jagannath Swami ki! And it says that Vrindavan, Mathura Vrindavan, there in Vrindavan, the Lord is always in a childhood pastime. He's always a child. And in Badrinath, he's always in meditational mode. And in Dwarka, he's always the king. And in Mayapur, he's always a devotee.
In Mayapur, he's always a devoto.
So like this, I can't remember all, but there were the different temples that the Lord is always in a particular mode. So this here we're talking about this Vishnu's. So in Hirodakshay, this Garbhodakshay Vishnu, he's being worshipped in Trivandrum. We took the safari there this year earlier, got a special permit to bring in all the Hindus, all the Westerners. There we put the lotus footprint of Lord Chaitanya in that temple because Lord Chaitanya visited that temple. So something interesting happened at the king for it, who's now like the descendant of the royal family, who's as a king he only has a role as serving the deities. He doesn't have any kingdom anymore. India is a democracy, but he does have this hereditary right of worshipping the deities. Do I think here that the similar position as the king of Puri? He came here, somehow he likes Italy, I think. So, like that, he was having a pain in his foot. Yeah. And for 2 years, the doctors couldn't cure it. But finally, one doctor said, look, I think you should, maybe the deity has a crack on his foot or something, or maybe this is coming from the deity because you're very much connected to the deity. So they went, they found there was a crack in the deity's foot. They were trying to repair it. And it fell off. Not the foot, some covering, some fell off of the foot. And revealed that underneath was solid gold. Like a gold armor covering the deities, thick gold armor. The whole deity from the feet up to the neck and arms. Maybe more than a ton of gold. In total, they found like 3 tons of gold in that area. So we found that when the Mughals were attacking the Tipu Sultan, he was attacking about 400 years ago, the Kerala. So they must have covered the deity with some kind of a paste. So he looked just like he was just a black deity, but actually underneath was all gold armor.
Prima dei moguls attaccavano in particolare
But now it's the beautiful face of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, covered with a beautiful shining gold, and the columns are also covered with gold. Very amazing to see the Lord dressed like that in so much gold. I don't think in ISKCON we would do that because the thieves will come. But anyway, so that's one of the Vishnus is there being worshipped like that. Nearby there's the Adikeshava temple. In Tamil Nadu. That's where Lord Chaitanya found the Brahma Samhita and the Karnamrita. Yeah. So there, we don't know exactly whether this is Kirodakshaya Vishnu or this Mahavishnu. I think it's Mahavishnu, but he doesn't have any Brahma coming from his label and he's lying down. No Brahma. So like this in different parts of South India, they have these different forms of Vishnu that are mentioned here. So I took the opportunity when I was there to have a darshan of Padmanabhaji and to pray at his lotus feet for the devotees around the world. So like this, it's quite well known that there are these different forms of Vishnu, and maybe not everybody knows but exactly how it works, but there are these ancient temples and there is this understanding that Vishnu is manifested in these three forms.
C'è una conoscenza abbastanza diffusa di queste forme di Vishnu, probabilmente non è che tutti lo sanno, però ci sono tanti templi antichi di queste varie forme.
That they have the Mahavishnu, who's one for the whole material world.
C'è il Mahavishnu che è uno per tutto il mondo materiale.
Garbhodaksha Vishnu, who's one for every universe.
Garbhodaksha Vishnu è uno per ogni universo.
And Kirodakshaya Vishnu, who's the super soul, who's every entity's heart, every atom, and the whole universe. So how many Kirodakshaya Vishnus are there? One for. We don't even know how many atoms are in our shutters. So, Kirodakshaya Vishnu is so many forms. And he also is the one who comes down and deals with the different demons. And also who takes care of his devotees. So, like this, these three Vishnus, they're very important. We should know about these Purusha avatars. The yogis meditate on the Vishnu in the heart. So, Mahavishnu, he's appeared as Advaita Gosai in Chaitanya Lila. And all the avatars are coming from Krishna. From Krishna comes Balaram, from Balaram comes all the Narayana forms, and then from Narayana comes the Purusha avatars.
Krishna
this is what the devotees, they need to be aware of all these different forms of the Lord. So Advaita Acharya, he knew that he comes from Krishna. So he, and that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna. So he wanted to offer Lord Chaitanya respect. But since Lord Chaitanya was coming in the past time as a devotee, so he wanted to show Advaita respect because he was initiated by Madhavendra Puri, so he was like the uncle guru.
Però quindi siccome da devoto Sono Chaitanya voleva offrire rispetto a Advaita Acharya, perché Advaita Acharya era iniziato da Madhavendra Puri, per cui era come il suo zio spirituale.
Just like here we have some Prabhupada disciples, and then there's the disciples of Prabhupada disciples, so they're supposed to respect their uncles, certain protocol. So Advaita goes, so every time Lord Chaitanya would see him, Lord Chaitanya bow down to him. But Advaita Acharya, he wanted to bow down to Lord Chaitanya, but he couldn't. Lord Chaitanya wouldn't allow him. So one day Advaita Acharya came up with a plot how he's going to make Lord Chaitanya treat him as a junior. So he started, Advaita Acharya started to lecture in an impersonal way, impersonal yoga system. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he became very angry. Why is he doing that? So Lord Chaitanya went chasing with a stick. What are you doing? You don't lecture all this on impersonal. And Advaita Acharya was feeling so blissful that now finally he's disrespecting me, treating me as a junior. Haribo. So who can understand these lilas between? One time Advaita Acharya, he went to see Lord Chaitanya when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya said, how the preaching is going in Bengal? So Advaita Acharya started to repeat some song that actually the I'm going to have two more minutes here. So mentioned that the market is what you say, you know, when you like somebody starts a new product and then everybody has it. Then it's saturated. Yeah, saturated. The market is saturated.
In questa canzone, Advaita Acharya ha detto un'espressione come il mercato è saturato.
That now everybody's already the market. The merchant went there to sell the goods, and now everybody bought the goods. But now Nityananda Prabhu is preaching is so successful that practically everywhere, every town and village, they got the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And of course there's a time when Advaita was received Lord Chaitanya just after he took sannyas.
Appena dopo che il signor Chaitanya ha preso sannyasi, è stato ricevuto a casa del Advaita Acharya.
and so the right to invite him, him and Lord Nityananda to take prasadam. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood, no, I'm a sannyasi, I eat very austere, very simple, I don't want so much opulent prasadam, just simple, little dal, rice, sabji, light, very light, nothing much. Yes, yes, sir, we're just going to give you very just simple, you know, austere diet. But Nityananda was a totally different mood. Listen, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten for 3 days. You better feed me a good prasadam, I'm really hungry. So everybody had a different mood. So when that Lord Advaita actually served a huge feast. His wife is a super cook, and she cooked like maybe 108 preparation or something. So when Advaita, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda sat down, then when Lord Chaitanya started bringing all the prasad, he said, oh, it's too much. I'm a sannyasi, I have to eat austere now. I don't just take a little bit, you know, we're grihastas, we're already attached, we have to serve you something. Big mound of rice with ghee on it, surrounded by all the sabjis and things. And then, but Nityananda, what is this? This is nothing. I'm hungry. Come on, what you doing? Then Advaita is bringing in more prasadam. And then Nityananda is, what is this? You're not feeding us. There's a huge mountain of prasad, but still Nityananda is complaining. Then Nityananda takes some prasad, throws it at him. What is this? You're not serving us. So it hit his dhoti of Advaita Acharya. So see, when somebody's eating, if you throw that on the, put that on the cloth becomes contaminated. So then Advaita Aviva said, look at you, made my cloth contaminated. But then he started laughing and dancing in ecstasy. He was actually very happy that the Balaram had treated him like that. So like this, they're having these very intimate pastimes. So nobody else could really figure out what's going on, why they're doing all this thing. That they're so they actually have so much sense of humor. The Supreme Personality of God is very humorous. So with his different expansions, they can exchange this humor. So like this, when Lord Krishna comes down, even the Vishnu avatars come. Right? Advaita Acharya is the Mahavishnu. And they said the son of Nityananda, Bir Chandra Prabhu, is the Kirudakshaya Vishnu. So that's the super soul.
Anima Suprema.
I don't know who is the Garbhodakshaya in Chaitanya Lila. Anyone know? Have to research that one. But actually the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu was, I mean Kirudakshaya Vishnu, Bir Chandra Prabhu, he was after Lord Chaitanya, one of the very active preachers.
Bir Chandra Prabhu, dopo San Chaitanya, è stato uno dei
Sardana, the Mughal ruler, came and converted 500 Hindus to Muslim by those days they'd spit on them or something, some crazy, and then people, oh, I'm converted. Then Virchandra Prabhu went there, preached to all of them, and gave a massive initiation ceremony, 1,000, or 500 plus another. So like that, Virchandra, a dynamic preacher. Not also afraid of the Mughal ruler. Once he went right to the capital of the Mughal king. And then the Mughal invited him in and said that, hey, listen, my daughter or sister, she's got some problem. I think she was having a nervous breakdown or mental problem. Haunting, maybe possessed by ghosts. So if you can cure her, then I'll give you whatever you want. And if you can't cure her, that means you're not a real sadhu. So I'll kill you. Fortunately, we're not in that period. You needed the Kiro Dakshai Vishnu and such. So he cured her, obviously, no problem. And then, so the king said, what do you want? He said, you have a big black stone in the wall of your fortress. It was actually like a giant Shaligram Shila. But that weighs like more than a ton. I don't know how many tons, but it's a huge, you know, it's a quite a big black, shiny rock. So it's in the bottom of the huge wall of their fortress. And the king, how are we supposed to get that out? The whole wall may fall down. Oh, it's no problem. You just have to tell me if I can have it, I'll take it out. And your wall won't fall down. So they, okay, take it, let's see this one. But then Nityananda, I mean, Virchandra had his kirtan party chant. And the rock poof, flew out and fell down. So then, so now what do you want? Please take it by the side of the Ganges. The king asked, what should we do? He said, take it by the side of the... But they took so many people, even elephants, they can't move this. Then again, some Virchandra Prabhu did some kind of miracle and had the rock moving. Then he got to the Ganges. So what do you want to do with the Ganges? Why? What's the point? He said, wrap it with straw, like packing, like how they pack dailies, they wrap it with the straw. Okay, they did that. You know, so I don't know what this guy is like. So okay, now throw it in the river. So what's the point? It's going to sink, right? I don't, you destroy the river, I know what I'm doing. So they threw in the river this heavy, heavy, gigantic stone. And it's floating like a balloon on the top of the water. So Birchandra gives the direction to the stone where to go by his house in Kardaha. Stone went downstream. I don't know, this is not UPS or Federal Express, but but somehow then the rock floated down the river and waited by the side of the river by the house of Birchandra Prabhu. So then Birchandra had some sculptor make three deities. The first being one deity, but it was too small. Or maybe it was too, I don't remember, maybe it was too big. He said, no, first he said do one, but it was too big, I think. Then the second one was too small. Then what was left, he said, okay, make it in between. In the end, he had three deities. So the three temples established by Birchandra Prabhu were these three different deities. One is in Kardaha, which is the Shamsundar temple. And then one other one is in Sri Rampur, where they have, I think it's Radha Ballabha. I've seen those two temples. There's another one, which is a bigger deity, and that's like 12 kilometers in Kardaha, but I've never been there to see it yet. It's definitely on my to-do list. So, especially supposed to see all the three, then you get a special blessing. So, and they say that this deity of Shamasundar, one time the pujaris didn't serve nicely and he started to sweat. He was like getting angry. So when he sweats, the pujari dies. When the deity sweats, perspiration come out on the deity.
Oh, on the deity.
No, on the deity. Deity is alive. This is a very active deity.
Okay.
If you offend the deity, he gets angry, little sweat comes, pujari dead. Yeah, pujari. You get it right? So this is a very special deity. Pujaris are very careful there. I didn't ask him about. They're all very, very beautiful. So like this, Kirodakshaya Vishnu came as Birchandra Prabhu and he was preaching. And when Narottam Das Thakur had the Keturi Gaurpurnima festival, then Janava came, also Kiroda, I mean this Birchandra Prabhu came, Achyutananda. Achyuta is son of Advaita. Bhishchandra also. Bhishchandra is son of
Nityananda.
So like all they all were doing this massive preaching around Bengal. So how when the Lord comes as a devotee, his pastime is to awaken the fallen souls to bhakti.
Quindi quando il Signore discende, il suo ruolo, la sua funzione, la sua attività è di risvegliare le anime condizionate alla bhakti.
So you can also help them now continue to awaken the fallen souls to Krishna Bhakti.
Quindi possiamo tutti aiutare, assisterli nel risvegliare queste anime cadute alle
altre. Krishna Prem wants a few expansion to come and help us. Well, they can also empower the devotees. And the devotees can also, like Prabhupada, he did so many wonderful things. Spreading the Krishna conscious movement all over the world. So use your abilities to help bring people to Krishna. Like Prabhupada said, that Lord Chaitanya gave the animals to dance in Jarikanda. We may not, you know, obviously we may not be able to do that, but we could at least get the human beings to dance. And yesterday there was a number of people dancing. So like this, the people dance before Jagannath, they also get tremendous blessings.
Quindi se la gente danza di fronte a Jagannath, hanno delle benedizioni.
This year I went to Barcelona for the first time in my life.
Quest'anno sono andato a Barcellona per la prima volta nella vita.
They have a road where there's only you can. This a big, like maybe about 20 meters wide, and it's all walking. Hundreds of thousands of people walking up and down this road. This coming, what do you call it? Promenade.
Allora c'è questa strada Barcellona, la strada che è l'isola peridionale, e tutti.
Rampart. Rambla. So we had 150 devotees with us who went in Harinam on this Rambla. We didn't have a Rath Yatra, but it was like almost like Rath Yatra because so many people were there. So as we were doing kirtan, some people, you know, they stopped and they got into some dancing. You know. There were three young guys sitting at a table in an outdoor restaurant, and one got up and started to, you know, do his. No, it's like dancing for Krishna, dancing while the holy names, they get so much blessing.
E quindi danzando per Krishna, danzando sulla musica del Santo Nome, ricevono così tante benedizioni.
So very grateful that you got so many people in Milan to also dance.
Sono molto grato che siete riusciti a far danzare così tante persone a Milano.
Heard there was a big football match yesterday.
Ho sentito che c'era un'importante partita di calcio anche ieri.
Usually the people, they shout, goal, 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 they want a goal.
Mm.
We want, you know, in the future that they'll start to chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So thank you very much. Usually I go to the Viareggio Rath Yatra, and sometimes I come here. This year I couldn't go to Viareggio, so I really feel very fortunate I could come here. Because we had some meeting in Mayapur temple construction at the same time. Looks like we're moving forward, taking some strategies to go forward and build a temple on our existing land. We could use all your prayers and blessings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions? Yes, sir. Well, Lord Chaitanya's movement was very active for about 200 years. But then, apparently this Kali was very upset that he wasn't able to do his thing because of Lord Chaitanya's movement. So he asked Shukracharya to help him. This was told by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That Shukracharya, who trying to get Vishnu to stop, get Bali to stop giving that charity to Vishnu. He entered into this water pot that Vamanadeva had. He took the form of a fly with his mystic power and went inside that pot and jammed the hole. Because part of the to give that promise, he had to take 3 drops of water, and with the water in the hand, he had to make the promise. So that was like more serious kind of. You can't go back on that then. It was like.
Perché parte della procedura di fare una promessa solenne era di mettere 3 gocce sul palmo della mano, quindi quella era una promessa di veramente.
I promise hereby to give you 3 steps of land.
Ti prometto che ti darò 3 passi di terra.
That was what he's supposed to say, right? But then this Shukracharya went and blocked the hole, so the water is coming out. You
know?
Kind of a futile attempt, you know, but anyway, just trying at the last minute, you know. It's a futile attempt, you know, but, you know, it's like. Anyway, then Ramanadeva looks inside, sees this fly there, and he takes the kusa grass dry. And he sticks it in that poof, and pushes out the fly. So when he did that, he actually poked out one of the eyes of Shukracharya. So said that when he took his human form, he was blind in one eye. So he was a bit angry with Vishnu, why he blinded me in one eye, you know, it was a bit heavy thing to do. So then when Kali asked to please help me, then he said, okay, I'll incarnate and I'll spread the Sahaja process, and that will destroy the preaching mood. And then Lord Chaitanya's movement will become weakened.
Quindi quando Kali ha chiesto su Prashara di aiutarlo, ha detto va bene, allora verrò e inizierò questo movimento Sahaja che ostacolerà.
And everybody just imagine they're a gopi or some great devotee of Krishna and they don't preach anymore. They just try to get absorbed in some very cheap kind of ecstasy, yeah. Imitation ecstasy.
Quindi tutti iniziano a pensare di essere delle gopi, di essere qualcuno estremamente avanzato, smetteranno di predicare e manifesteranno queste estasi a buon mercato.
So that stopped the preaching. It was successful and more or less stopped the preaching for 200 years. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and he restarted the preaching again. Yeah, so that, and so Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also is, was in a very much preaching mood to catch up on all the lost time. With the Brihad Midranga, with the books, with the temples. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did the Namahata. So Prabhupada also, they are descended and he's carrying on that preaching mood. See, he also warned us to be careful. One side of the coin is the Mayavad and the other side is the Sahajya. We have to avoid the both. So that's why there's a little gap there. Anyway, I think I have to go to catch my flight. Thank you very much.